Why are you washing those?
Because they needed a spilled coffee on them, too. And these friggin' things, Mr. Clean Erases, work really well.
Oh, yeah, Gen Sweet is one of those things.
They really work well. I've used them in bathrooms, toilets.
On your clit?
That's
Lysol.
Cleaned on a regular basis. Real funny.
Hey, did you hear about Steve Buscemi getting punched in the fucking eye in New York City?
Steve Buscemi? No.
So, you know Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, he's homely.
Right, so he's doing some filming in New York. And fucking he got punched by like some black dude that was like 6-something.
Just don't like
very him. Healthy dude. Just went up and cold clocked him. Got a big black eye on the side of his fucking head.
So he probably got busted. But what? Did he say why he did it?
No, I don't think the guy got busted. They're still looking for him.
No shit.
Yeah. So,
hit and run.
Yeah, so what's happening in New York is that like there's a bunch of people just like getting randomly punched in the face, and they're women. So on TikTok, there's a bunch of women like, I just got punched in the face for no reason.
Uh-oh. And so that's the thing that's going to fly now. Everybody's going to get, oh my God, somebody's
going
to get me.
Well, this has been going on. And then, you know, people are getting stabbed randomly. It's fucking nuts. It's
wow.
Nuts. Yeah, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
I've never, ever, ever had any kind of a desire to live in New York or close to it.
Well, it's coming up here. So no word on Sue or anything?
I haven't heard a goddamn... I have not talked to Val since the day Val took her from the hospital.
Oh.
Haven't heard a word. Yeah. I've talked to Booten.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he can just fill me in on... Because Val just don't fucking talk at times. She just don't talk.
No.
You know, kind of leaves everybody hanging, but it's the way she's always been. I will never try and change her. I just know change in her. I'm sure she's so fucking sick of it that she don't want to talk about it. And I get that.
Who does, yeah? Who fucking does?
So all I know is that place that they had looked into, that care place, whatever the fuck it was, they won't take her. She don't have the insurance for it.
Navigating?
That's it.
I told you.
And whoever else they have tried, she has tried.
Good. I'm glad. Because I told you on that. It says, Val's going to bring into places that think they're going to help, and they're not going to help. Because she thinks that they got the help up here. And they do not
they
have help.
Don't.
They don't have any help for alcohols. They don't have any help for fucking
Val
mental health.
Val finally came to the conclusion. You're right.
That's why Wayne sends her to fucking Adgear. I talk about it on my podcast. There is not a help for anybody, anything up here. It's either you're going to die.
Unless you have that kind of insurance, you're fucked.
Yep, that's it.
We're here for your health. Oh, okay, as long as you have insurance. Yeah. Maybe you won't die. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. So that whole Nightingale, you know, ethic of everybody needs treatment and everybody should get this and that.
Yep.
That went totally out the window. She must be rolling over in a grave. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Val?
No, my Nightingale.
Oh. Nightingale.
Florence Nightingale, first nurse.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. What a fuck. You know, and like Laszlo said, she cannot be left alone. So that means somebody pretty much has to hold her goddamn hand from the time she gets out of bed to go piss, eat, whatever.
Yeah.
You have to be there. We're not a care package.
And there's not a service out there that could give her 100% attention. Here, drink before, because you're looking past.
I know my feeling. I got mine, honey.
Okay. So, yeah, there's not a service out there that could give her that type of care.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's family or, she was in on a hospital.
I mean,
State
Dolores
hospital.
Didn't have... She had Medicare, just like I have.
Yeah.
They put her in a nursing home. Well, she eventually came home and died at home, but...
Yeah. That's hospice care.
She didn't have.
Mentioned that to fucking to Sue, and she's gonna say, "I don't want nobody coming in here."
She don't know what the fuck she's saying, so she can just right now. You know what? Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
I can't put up with her. I'm not gonna put up with her.
No.
And Val, and I said it to Laszlo. Val wanted to get away from it, wanted nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yep.
I says, and she got sucked right back in. And how long did she give up and just washed her hands of everything? Mm-hmm. And now she's sucked right back in. John, I won't and I can't do it.
Well, I'm not going to watch somebody kill himself.
You know,
all of a sudden.
Not only that, the bullshit that they, you know, she puts you through.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. I'm not wasting my life watching you fucking
right.
throw yours down the fucking drain.
Right, it's 65 years old.
And you know what makes it harder? She don't know what the fuck she's talking about. She don't know. She's got the mentality of
a 5-year-old.
Yeah, and a wet brain 5-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess sometimes she's coherent, but she's not.
No, even when she is.
Exactly, because if you listen close enough, you'll say, what the fuck?
She has a hard time breaking down information. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hear her bullshit. You know, you're either gonna open up or you're not gonna open up, and I believe you're not. So don't waste my fucking time. You know, it's a shitty thing to say, and I get that. I do. My sister, blah, 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 and all of that. It's old now.
It was my mother and it got old. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
It becomes the point where you're more loyal to your addiction than your family.
What? And what put your mother in the hospital?
What do you mean?
Did she die at home or in the hospital?
She died in the hospital.
What made her go in?
What happened was she was drugging and shit.
Yeah.
And then what happened was is that she was going to the methadone clinic, but she seemed that she was gaining weight.
Yeah.
And through the eyes of, you know, Liz saying, Nana saying, you know, Jesus, Linda, you're putting on quite some weight.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm not eating, Ma. And I would imagine that's what led to one thing led to another.
Her liver.
So she went and then she found out she had cirrhosis of the liver. And they were giving her Lasix, and at this point, I didn't know how much time she had.
Yeah.
You know, so like from when she was like selling her meds, it lasted about 6 years. Because I did a quick, I did a quick little, yeah, it wasn't long. It was like 2 years after. You get cirrhosis, and you don't get a thing. You're fucked.
You could see it on your father with his gut.
Yep. That they don't have long to live.
I mean, I have been extremely lucky that I don't show this. I'm not, my eyes and my skin is not yellow. I don't have that big gut. I'm not in pain. But then again, I stopped using and abusing a long time ago.
Right. Yeah.
But that doctor, I can't remember, whatever his name was, I can't remember. I said, so what are we talking for time? When I went there and got checked, and Isaac did come back, I have cirrhosis or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, so I cried a little bit. I didn't fucking carry on, like wailing and shit. I just, little tears here and there.
Right.
I said, so what are we talking about for time? He says, maybe 10 years. Wayne, that was almost 20 years ago.
Right.
I consider myself extremely lucky.
Right, because you were dropping weight. You have the Lasix has been helping you, right? It's your piss test. Your piss pill.
All right, yeah, okay.
So, like, Lasix, I think, is a little bit more heavier. And so what happens is the Lasix, it's a trade-off. It'll help you pass the shit, but it's going to fuck up your, like, not your liver, but it's gonna make your liver work or your kidneys overwork.
Yeah, and
all right.
But I don't think they gave me this furosemide, the piss pill. I don't think they gave me that because where I had a lot of swelling in my feet and my legs, they wanted to bring that down. And since I've been on this, I've been pretty goddamn good.
Right, yeah, because it's not central to your stomach.
Right.
Have you seen the girl next door?
Yeah.
And when I was talking to Jen, and she goes, I says, wow. I says, you know, I says, not to be fucking I says, I'm not attracted to the bitch, but looking at her, she's gotten big from the last time she came here. Like, really big. She goes, yeah, it's like 30, 40 pounds of water. I says, then she's got literally X amount of years to live.
It's kicking in.
35% of her liver's gone.
Then it's definitely got her.
She's got, like, yeah, she's got a couple, yeah, if they're not got her on LASIK, she's got maybe 3, 4, 5 years, if that. All depending on healthy she stays.
Yep.
But this girl will go and buy, you know, 20 fucking Klonopins off me and probably eat eight of them right off the rip.
She ain't taking care of herself. No. She's not eating right. She's not doing what she's supposed to do. Nope. What do you expect? You're going to cry at the end? I don't want to die. Well, I don't know if anybody really does want to die, but you ain't doing anything to help yourself, so I can't give you sympathy. I can't feel bad.
Right.
You don't want to help you.
No.
Nobody can do it for you.
But she's so cuckoo that she thinks she can still have a kid.
She's not right in the fucking head.
So a doctor's got to say to her.
That.
Yeah, the doctor's got to say to her, like, listen, you can't have a child right now, ma'am. You know what I mean? You're not in the best health. I mean, you might be able to have a child, but it's probably going to kill you. You know, to the point where this is not a sound, rational decision to be making.
And you don't know what damage it can do to the kid either. You don't.
Well, and this is that. Right, exactly. Exactly.
You're going to take that risk? You know, who gives a shit if you die? But you're going to... You know, she's not right. She's not right in the fucking head. Cirrhosis went to her brain.
Listen, you're fucking oversensitized. You're just cleaning everything.
No, I don't want to waste this. Just because I like them.
Keep cleaning.
Okay.
Oh, man, I tell you.
Oversensitized. I can't reach too far, though.
I'll tell you, they got me almost to the point of walk into a fucking ER with a gun like John Q and say, hey, somebody's got to listen.
Oh, my God, that was an excellent movie.
Somebody has to listen to what's going on with me.
And, you know, short of doing that, what the fuck?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You start fucking pounding drugs and you work until you fucking die, because you know what? At the end of the day, I'm the controller of my own destiny, and I got a fucking kid and a wife to worry about. So, you know. And that broad's a fucking complete fuck.
I so much understand what you're saying, man. And this is just fucking 100% wrong. You can send how many billions overseas, and you can't take care of the ones that are born here, that legitimately belong here.
And you wouldn't need that much. Do you know what I mean? In certain areas, in certain parts, like mental health, you take 10 billion, you can make 4 state-of-the-art facilities across this country.
Bingo.
And have housing included with them.
Yep.
And that's that.
Stop spending overseas. Take care of what you've got. And you can't even do that right.
No, when they pass these bills, you know, and they did, like, you know, fucking $800 billion and shit.
They call them
omni bills. So what it is they just stick shit in there. Nobody itemizes the fucking whole budget.
Throw a number.
Well, no, because at the end of the year, the thing's this big, and nobody wants to read through it. So they'll send it to the CBO, like the Congressional Budget Audit, organization. And they'll come out and they'll render something, and then the two political parties will fight on why it's fucking bullshit, whether if it goes against that party or if it doesn't go against that party. If it helps that party, they'll sing their praises. It's such total other bullshit.
It is.
That I can't wait till the American people just say, hey, look, enough is a motherfucking enough. And it's coming. It's coming, yeah.
You know, vote for this one, vote for that one. Yeah. How about we do this? We all just take control and take care of it ourselves. That ain't gonna fucking fix anything.
No. You know what this would lead to? A communism country. Hey, you can't be doing that.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can't be touching those things, because that'll just fuck up all everything.
All right.
It's
not all right.
No, I appreciate it, though, because I couldn't see it, so I appreciate it.
Is it cleaner?
Yeah. But yeah, so it's just. And they don't spend all the money. That's why if I ever won the Powerball, I'd make the most best state-of-the-art fucking drug detox facility with the most success rate that you have ever seen in your life.
You wouldn't live long enough to see it.
What do you mean? There's ideas that I have that would give you a pre notion if you were gonna be. It would give you an indication if you were predisposed or you would pre like a.
Facility?
No, that you would like opioids. If I gave you a thing and you said to me, and you came out and I says, do you like that feeling or do you not like that feeling? If they said yes, I'd say you stay away from drugs. They say no, I'd say great, you're not going to be on drugs because that feeling is what drugs gives you.
Great idea.
You know?
But so, how long before that catches on? It ain't going to be long.
What? Catches what on?
No, I don't like that feeling. Or, yes, I do like that feeling. So,
well, it's just
word after word, from people to people to people, it's going to spread like wildfire. This is what you say when you go in, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, if you're saying you like it, then good. Then why do you even come here? Why don't you just go get high? You know what I mean? You just talk to your friend. Like, this is not about... This is to see... What I'm saying is that... Let's just say, you know, your 16-year-old kids 10 years ago, they had a fucking ankle sprain during basketball.
Yep.
And they got fucking Vicodins from their doctor.
Yep.
And now they're fucking addicts and they're dead, right? Okay. Now, what if you have a 16-year-old kid, right? And he wants to play basketball, but now you know this shit, and you say, hey, I need to know if this kid's going to like fucking drugs if he ever gets them because of an injury. So I'm going to go to the Wayne guy, and he's going to fucking give this kid something that he'll be able to get rid of. It doesn't affect your system at all.
No, okay? But it'll help you get through.
It's proven already in a procedure.
But it's not going to hook you.
But it would let you know. No, it wouldn't even hook you. It's not even a drug. I can't say it. But the thing is, because the phone's spying shit. But the thing is that if he came out and said he liked it, I'd say if he ever gets a fucking sprained ankle, you got to give him nothing but Tramadol. And fucking I aspirins. You give him a fucking 10 milligram Vic because he got a broken leg, you know.
He's going to want more and he's going to want more.
He's
going
to want more and more and more. And they have to be detoxed off the medication. You can't just say, here's a prescription Vicks, go home and I'll call you in a couple days.
No, they give you 120 pills, say, for a month.
Right.
4 pills a day for a month. You pretty much might as well pretty much kiss your ass goodbye, because if you like it, you're gonna go back and try and find more.
Right, right. And that's what happened to me. Do you know what I mean?
It don't take a lot.
So if I knew that feeling, if I could have had this thing and I knew that feeling was gonna
affect
me, and they said that's what if you ever get a Percocet or you ever do this or Oxy, whatever, that's the same feeling you're gonna like. I'd stay away from those, so you're gonna have a life full of turmoil. I gotta bust this leg. Sorry. I had to bust the leg. So,
that's a great idea, though.
It is. It's a wonderful idea.
Well, why? Why can't this?
It's not that the money.
It's not that it can't be done.
It doesn't want to be done.
It's not gonna be done because there's maybe probably a lot less money doing it that way.
Drink water.
Yeah. Where can I throw this in?
Out the fucking window.
Now it's nasty. I can't. No way.
All right, we'll throw it on the floor. Just leave it there.
That's
why all the trash is on the floor. Because I don't litter the fucking... You know something? Even when I'm a mess, I haven't littered in like 15 years unless it's like totally, totally, totally necessary. I had to do it one time when I was with Steve and I felt so horrible about doing it.
Don't you?
Felt like a fucking...
I unloaded a bag of... Val down a mess. I unloaded a bag of trash and boy, she didn't like it.
It was just car trash too. Like, you know, bottles, water bottles. But I felt
mine
so...
Mine was house trash. Everything. Like a bag of trash in my house.
Yep.
And I just unloaded it. I don't even remember where, but I won't do it anymore.
No. Cigarette butts I'll put in my pocket. Fucking weed roaches.
Going fishing with your old man. Some of the places that we would fish off of. You know, where you launch your boats and shit.
Yep.
Cigarette butts and cans and shit all over the place.
Yep.
Well, when he was doing packing up the boat and shit, I'm picking up butts and trash and shit, filling bags. I don't know why, but I did. Yep. And I don't mind doing it.
No, there's a lady that picks up Blueberry Lane. I was telling my podcast, I'm like, they don't have a speed bump on that road. They got people flying up and down it. There's kids all over the place.
Yep.
And there's not a speed bump anywhere to be had. school buses all day up there. You'd think they would have said it.
I'd like to know when the last accident with a car or a bus or whatever, I'd like to know when that happened.
If I was an insurance praiser, I would have went up there and said, listen, you are so lucky that this place hasn't even went out of, you haven't lost federal funding due to the amount of, there's a trash, we have a trash can, right?
Yeah.
They put a fence around the trash can.
A dumpster or a can?
Oh, I'm sorry, a dumpster.
All right.
They put a fence around the dumpster, right? One side opens up, but all around it is nothing but mud and the grease that seeps from the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all sitting in front there, and I'm like, and it's very not lit, okay? Behind that, literally, behind that, 15 feet, nothing but tents, lawn chairs, people that were camping out from the fucking winter.
Oh, wow.
You're fucking telling me I could, 1 + 1 doesn't make 2, and none of these people up here took advantage of that yet? I'm about to.
Wow.
I'm about to.
Are there still people still in there living like with tents and all?
Who knows, maybe. Who knows? So what if I send my kid out because he's doing chores?
And he gets snagged.
Yeah, exactly. And I say, hey, kid, go ahead. You want to make a few bucks? Go take the trash out every day for your mommy, and you get a couple bucks.
And the kid don't come back.
Exactly. This is the type.
It's too easy.
They should have put a fence from the behind the trash can. Okay, and came in with it. They should have lined the fence, but they won't. And it's like, this, the house, that I'd be so pissed off.
Pennywise and pound foolish.
Exactly. Oh, my Lord, I'm telling you, Erica.
Get a lawsuit that would fucking close them down, hopefully, but it shouldn't have to go that far. Right. So you would rather just bullshit your money on whatever rather than do something constructive with it and try and keep kids, especially little ones, safe. Why would we want to do that?
Right. Of course.
And just raise more trash?
Of course.
Well, look what's running the fucking place. Yep. Tell me you're fucking all right. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
For somebody that can talk like I talk, blah, 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 I am at times just fucking numb.
Right beside our house, there's not a light. So my wife, with all the acorns, breaks an ankle, sprains an ankle. Oh, shit. I didn't even see it. I was looking at the other one. I'm sorry. I apologize. Loudon Road. So, yeah, relax.
I got it.
You're making me fucking nervous. Probably got a cop.
I'm not saying anything.
Probably got a cop behind me. But anyway, and my whole training process was
numb nuts with a broken foot on acorns.
Yeah, you know, or my kid, or we get mugged, or that allowed the kids to throw rocks at our fucking house last year.
Yep.
All the bullshit.
No fucking camera.
No camera. Okay. Now they got cameras all over the
place.
Is
it a dummy?
Who knows?
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Where's all the data go? Now you need a server. You need all the bullshit. And you're telling me, if you got funded for that, you can't make funding to fix the freaking potholes everywhere?
Bullshit.
Oh, my God.
A lot like Starvation Army in those places.
We're going to be there in like fucking 10:08.
It's all right, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's on that side. What the hell was I just going to say? I don't remember.
Nobody wants to talk to you anyway.
Hey, I've been pretty good shutting up, Wayne.
Well, that's good.
You haven't even noticed.
What would you do? Glue your lips?
Well, no, my mouth could have put work out yesterday.
Dick full of cock. That's a fucking rhyme. Mouth full of cock.
Dick full of cock. Yeah, that too. Like I got a cut full of pussy.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Be here all night.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez Louise.
I forgot what I was going to say, but yeah, there was a point. But like, I really think it's over. And I do believe it was me and you that were together when we went here, because it was such a terrible long wait that we left.
All right, Auntie, I know you live in the Stone Age. Let me just tell you about the new technology age. Mm. It would have never sent me this way if it was going to be on the other side. Or they'll send me away to where I make, where we come on the side where you get dropped off, all right? Mm-hmm. That's technology for you.
But what I'm saying is, it was me and you. I almost paused. I'm not 100%, but yeah. And you, and your we mom. Waited so long that we just left.
Your mama and your cousin too, rolling on the strip on Vogue's, coming up slamming Cadillac Dows.
Wish I had money. We'd go to the Texas Roadhouse for lunch.
You and me both. Hey, we can chew and screw. You want to try that?
No.
I haven't done that in years.
I can't run. You crazy?
Well, I just blame it on you. That's why I did pick you up. You can wash the dishes. I'm out. Hey.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Thanks, Auntie, for lunch.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I finally got my dishes all caught up. Pants, too. There's not much in the sink right now, but I feel good about it. What number are we looking for?
Relax. 197. I got it. I'm looking at the fucking screen. What do you want me to do?
Well, what?
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just said 220.
Yeah, okay, good. Let us say 220. Does it say 197?
How the fuck do I know?
What's that one say, Erica?
211.
Okay, so does it sound like we're going down or we're going up?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, well,
wait till
you see another number. You don't even remember what office your sister worked out of?
Over here, yeah.
Right, I wonder if the feds are still there.
Them assholes. They couldn't wait to get
197, it's right here, shit. Fuck me. All right.
What, in Belle's place?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I had a feeling because I was looking at him. I go, that guy's right at her office.
Oh, no shit. Well, that's not what I remember then. So maybe a...
Pain Solutions, yeah, it says it right there.
Get out.
Yeah. There's a few...
So that was Val's building.
That's Val's building.
I'll be a son of a bitch.
Yep. That's why she was probably saying... You know what? If she doesn't even know, then that's how bad she's got. That's a scary
one. Where is she in
Pain Solutions?
You son of a bitch.
Jesus
Where does
Christ.
She is this one?
None of you listen to me. Nor does my wife, nor does my kid, nor do you, nor does Val, nor does fucking Sue.
Shut
none
up.
Of you will listen to me.
Your kid will
I'm
listen
fucking
to
telling you. Flag
the,
it.
When the time comes, your kid opens his ears to you. He don't do otherwise.
He will. He knows.
He knows when to not fucking piss you off.
Well, of course. My little guy, I mean, you know.
He'll fuck with his mother all day long.
Yeah, all right, so we're going to go around again and then fucking park in the front because you got to go on the other side.
What time is it?
It's 10:12. I told you, but none of you guys, again, do I have to reiterate? You don't listen to me.
Hey, listen.
Oh, it's good. It's bad down there. I'm like, it's the ass end of fucking Loudon. These people act like they're from fucking Massachusetts.
I'm gonna get something in my belly.
You want to get a coffee? We got time. Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's go that way. All right. Sounds good. Let's go get
some Dunks. I want something ice cold. I want a small.
Let's go get some Dunks with some ratchet.
Yes, I need a donut or some fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, maybe it has some ratchet on it.
Whatever.
Just Lord knows every fucking thing.
Mouse turtles.
Yeah. Most turtles have shit. Yeah. Welcome to the turtle club.
Mouse turtles.
Welcome to the turtle club. I can't believe you didn't find that Andrew Schultz funny. Oh my god.
The what?
My man was
no.
cool. You don't think fucking Schultz was having terrible? I was hitting the high knees on that one.
Ron White's funny. I like him. I really like George Carlin.
Yeah.
That man, that George Carlin, when he was alive, that fucking guy had a brain.
I feel like a shit's coming on.
Well, I do too.
He did have a brain, and he got it. You know what it is? Is he got canceled because he started talking about conspiracy theories. Every conspiracy theories they talked about 15 years ago, like 65% of them have came true.
Yeah.
Come to pass.
Do you know how on the money that man was, though, for real? not just that, but a lot of things, whether it be religion, politics, or whatever, when he would hit on something, he'd fucking rape them. Oh, my God. He left no stone unturned. No, people don't like it. Then stop going to a show. But he always had a full house.
Well, and that's the same with this guy that I'm talking about, because he'll go after Arabs. He went after everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you don't, and it's funny. And it's it, listen, that's comedy. Do you know what I mean? That's like the neutral place where you could do that.
I just
you know
didn't
what I mean?
Get him. I just...
Well, it was maybe too fast for him. But, you know, if I remember a joke that he did...
You'll probably fuck it up.
I probably will, but go fuck yourself. At least I'll remember more than you.
Well, I could go for a pizza right now.
What do you want, a McDonald's? You want to sub your shit? You want to get a bloat?
No, I just want to... Because I got to watch what's on here. No,
fuck.
What
the fuck is the
fucking donut?
Donuts, bro?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it's time we should turn around.
I'm going to have to, so yeah. Oh, there it is, right there, right at the last minute, Erica, huh?
Threaten them, that's it.
Coming in hot.
We're leaving, so hot. Oh, there it is.
All right, now what do you want?
A small iced coffee and a chocolate crulla. Honey dip, whatever.
Like what, a crulla? A honey dip chocolate crulla?
Yeah, you know, the long fucking...
Yeah. Like you want a mandingo.
Okay, yeah.
Good way. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Great way to put it.
I didn't mean to do that. I really didn't.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't. The thing turned... Oh, my God. I'm having an anxiety attack.
Hi, how can we help you?
Hi, how are you? I didn't mean to beep. So what do you want?
Those potato things, like...
You want hash browns now?
Yeah, instead of a donut, yeah.
All right, can I have a small order of hash browns?
Okay.
A medium hot regular cream only.
Okay.
A small black coffee.
Sure.
With cream.
Hold on. And, excuse me, I'm sorry. And a honey dip donut if you have it.
Okay.
And that'll do it.
You're all set, thank you.
Thank you.
But I got
cream in your coffee.
Oh. You said regular, that's gonna put sugar in.
Cream, Erica, I said cream only.
Okay, all right, we'll see.
Oh, you know what? We will see. Because you don't... I'll bet you... You know what?
Yep.
You see, now you fucked up, right? Because now I'll bet you your whole fucking check that I know what I said. And do you know how I'll know? Because it's getting recorded.
Do you know how I know?
Because it's getting recorded. You're being recorded right now.
Okay.
So what I just said 5 seconds ago is on the...
Why did you do that?
Because we're funny as shit.
Wayne.
What? So what's that's not my problem. What do you want me to do?
Oh, no.
You want me to talk for you? Here, hold this.
This is hot.
Well, you want it to be cold? My God.
Yeah, mine's ice.
Oh, you didn't say ice.
Oh, my fucking God.
Hi. Thank you. Here, you know what? Hold this because you're driving me nuts. Thank you so much. Here, you as well.
Try taking a ride with him and you have a good day.
Fuck you.
What the fuck?
Why? What do you mean? Hey, you know what? You got coffee. Just shut it up. All right? I mean, you know, you're sitting here bitching and moaning. I just paid. All right?
Thank you. I'm
the one that's going underneath the fucking goddamn bridge in about fucking 60 days.
I give you the card, but you pay for it. Thank you.
You didn't give me the card. You just had it dangling out there with your little alligator arms. I don't know what you're doing. If you're just trying to taunt me, I'll fucking really pay for it.
Oh, I'd like to fucking pummel you with
next time, just stretch it out or say, here, don't take this card. Take mine. Get proactive.
I can't believe I don't have my teeth in my mouth.
So what the fuck you want? What do you want me to do?
I gotta get a mask when I get in there.
We can go. All right. Well, here, I got one for you.
Right, yeah, would you have it on your fucking nut bag?
What?
No. Tiny ways.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Snug
here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where'd you get these?
Yeah, never mind.
Well, I like it.
They fell off the back of a fucking truck, all right?
Uh-huh. How many more did you get?
So now I gotta figure out where the hell this place is.
I don't know, but I gotta
fucking... I just drove by it, because of your fucking mouth. All right, hold on now, Aaron.
I'm holding... Ow, hot.
Yeah, it's past. It's nice. Fucking sleep. You fucking sleep.
You're fucking killing me. Where's my fucking potatoes?
Your hash browns didn't come?
No! You got a fucking donut.
What's in there? What's in that bag? Know. You fucking nut.
Yeah.
My God.
You threw it at me. I don't know what I got.
Look at this guy. Look at because you. I'm gonna get an accident because this guy.
What the hell is this?
What it's is fucking this? Hash browns. What do you want? That's what they give you. They give you six of them for like $5.
No, I thought it came in like a cake.
Did
like
you bring your freaking placard? No. No. No, you didn't. Alright, just sit, eat, and shut up. Put out the cigarette.
Well, I'd like to.
What are you trying to do? Stick it in your giggy and try to smoke it from there while you're fucking eating.
Look at your gigabyte. You
fucking nut. Holy shit.
No iced coffee. This is not the home fries. They give you. It's like a cake.
Oh, you want a McDonald's?
I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. You didn't say a cake. It is a cake.
Yeah, alright.
They're little cut and slider cakes. Like the size of a nickel.
You are so fucked up. Man, that ain't even a fucking gagger.
Wait till you chew it.
Where's my mask?
Oh my Jesus Christ, you would have thought I'd been smoking the fucking bud.
No, really.
Oh, is it up your giggy?
Mm-mm.
Like a spot. I'm never seen in there?
Mm-mm.
No? Over there?
Mm-mm.
Wow. You know something? You can really fuck up a fucking wet dream. Holy shit. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wonderful job.
I love that mask.
Well, now you can't get it.
We get out of pocket, we'll close it.
You put it in your bra? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm gonna tell you. Geez, you're worse than Jen.
I was crying until you walked through my door.
Got it? Yeah, there you go.
Why do they... This is way too much salt. What, they shouldn't salt these.
Americans only like three flavors. Sugar, salt, and spicy. Well, then.
It's too bad if you've got a fucking problem with salt intake. Because this is not... You know, like, way salty.
That's why I didn't eat the fucking one. Can't eat that shit. Not no more, anyway. I've been eating oatmeal like two times a day.
You just eat one package?
Two.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'm going to throw some, get the ones with dates and raisins.
Been good.
Yeah.
Anything with banana, I just can't do. Or peaches. Ick.
Oh, I couldn't do peaches and oatmeal.
I put I get the my own raisins, like sun-made raisins, and put a handful of them in it, too.
Yeah. So what are you going in here for to get your fucking...
Yeah.
This is the first time seeing her?
No, I've had her before. When she was in Queen Guilford.
Well, do you like her?
This is all right, but she's my favorite.
Oh.
She's got me a little fucking around with this one. A little bit too straight-laced for me.
Why? What is she saying?
Nothing, man. I'm not crazy about it. Lighten up a little bit.
Well, no, don't go in there and try to lighten them up. These people up here are not to be lightened up. They're just to be set in their own fucking ways, okay?
She kind of is, so.
Well, you're from Massachusetts. You wasn't born here.
I've been living up here long.
You wasn't, but you're still alive, Wyatt, to the point where they don't get it. They don't kick the ball.
No, they don't.
No.
Most of my doctors, it don't take long for them to understand me, and then we have fun.
Well, of course not, because they don't want you to, they think, you know, they want you to be a complete idiot. They don't want you to challenge them.
This one is like...
When I challenged the one of mine...
by the book.
Yeah. I challenged mine. I said, but how do we know? She goes, well we see him quite often.
Yeah.
Be behind. Yeah. All right. But how do we really... But we really don't know, so that we're just making an estimate. It's a theory.
What else are you seeing?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got to go to Unit 2, I think it is.
I don't remember.
I will find it out in the directory in the lobby. In the lobby, there's always a directory in every building you go to when it has a bunch of other businesses in there. Okay? That donut was good at the spot. Really good.
Okay.
Fucking Wayne, I had to been telling him. I'm like, dude, you gotta lose that Jeremy shit. I says, you're getting a little weird, bro. I don't want you to. I says, listen, he acts like a girl. He wants to be a girl and play with Barbies. You're a boy.
No.
I had to tell him.
No, I mean, Barbies, y'all.
No, Wayne wasn't playing with him, but it's just like, you know, Wayne's just sitting there and he's like, you know, slowly like,
yeah, follow
some of the mannerisms and things of that nature. I'm just like, you know, look at, I can't, geez, she forgot her keys. She, you know, I just can't have it.
Wayne, you're not a girl, you're a boy.
Right, he knows that. He knows that. He doesn't really like say that I'm a, he hasn't said that, so, which is great. He's just, you know,
he's clapping, thinking maybe he's gonna make him be a big shot too.
Yeah,
it isn't.
Right.
Kids are gonna make fun of him and he don't want to.
Well, that's why we're fucking out of there. One way or another.
We're going camping.
Yeah, we are, and I'm going to teach him how to fish, and we're going to have fun, and your mother can crawl in a box.
Suck the bass.
Suck the sap out of the pine. Suck the bass. That's funny. Yeah, if she's going to prescribe you OxyContin, then you get prescribed it. Do you know what I mean?
But, I mean, I would have to go to Dover. And it's way over an hour. I can't do it.
That's not good. You get what you get. You got what you got. Just be happy with that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's about all you need.
With what I have.
Yeah, because if you need it, hold on.
Kid me.
So, because it might get bad breaks as well.
Do you want to go shopping at the outlets? Mall? Whatever? No, if you don't want to, say so. I'm just throwing shit out there.
I got to think real quick.
I want to go look at some stores, I want to eat, I want
to... Yeah, you just want to fuck off.
I'm tired of...
I hear you going right back to your house. I get it. I'm the same way.
Yeah. And, I am going to Billy and Kara's to watch the house for 3 days.
Oh, good. You need help with the kitty or you got dogs?
You want it?
Yeah, I'll help you, whatever.
I'm leaving on a Monday and I'm going
of
to
when?
Be, not this Monday. What the hell is today? The coming Monday. If you can't, I'll either get Dawn.
Yeah, I'll let you see.
Well, Rogerio's taking care of Sue, so I don't want to ask
what's,
him.
Let me just see what the schedule is, and I'll let you know once I.
Yeah, if you can't do it, honey. I mean, really, I just don't want to leave you hung up, and I don't want to leave Hey Hey hung up.
Yeah.
And it's only gonna be. Just really, you know, if you want to spend a little time watching TV with her, that'd be great, but... Yeah, I'm leaving on a Monday and I'm coming back on a Wednesday, so they're only going to Hampton.
Yeah. Well, it's not far. You know what I mean? It seems like a normal ride.
And she's kind of gonna stay because her father's in a bad way.
Yeah.
He's been in a bad way, so they're trying to keep it local. You know, they want to still go away and enjoy their life. But right now, they're just going to try and stay local. So in case something did happen. Because you can't depend on Nancy. Fucking Schwab.
Who's Nancy?
Her sister.
Of who?
Karis. One of Karis' sisters.
Oh, really? She did not. She does nothing.
So when the father had that blast, the bad attack, when they found him.
Yeah.
She did then, but other than that, no. She'll make a call here and there.
Yeah.
Kara does all his cooking, most of his cleaning, all of his shopping. Kara and Billy
do it all.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Nancy would just rather pick up the phone. Hi, Dad, how you doing? You need anything? And that's it.
Well,
Kara should be home in a couple of days, so you'll be all set.
Father knows.
You know?
Father knows Kara. He knows Kara's the one that's taking care. I think he has an idea. Just the way the chemistry that I've seen, it's too like she's my favorite daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you'd have to know and understand how that went when she was growing up.
Well, I don't. Yeah, so
they
I don't know.
Did
I don't
not
know.
Not like her.
Who?
Mother and father. Yeah, she's the one that got all the fucking beatings and all.
Who, Kara?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was pretty fucking intense.
That's too bad.
Yep. And Nancy, the golden child, could do no wrong.
Get the fuck out.
The other one, that Lisa, nobody wants anything to do with that fucking bag of shit. You didn't go to her mother's funeral, did you? When they put her in the ground?
Who's?
Kara's mom?
No. No.
You should have heard what that Lisa wrote up about her mother and this, that, and the other thing about growing up.
Yeah.
And you could see on the two girls, Kara and the other one, they played it up very cool. They didn't do or say anything out of the way.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, make an eye contact, you know it was bullshit right from word go. And everybody that knows Lisa, the bad sister,
yeah,
knows her, what she's all about. And she doesn't have anything to do with the mother or father. Her mother's gone now, but kept the kids from seeing her.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Really?
Yep. For no reason.
Wow.
But Lisa being the golden child and Kara being the one that got the abuse.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, I've got to get it out of here. They're going to kill me. I got to go.
Right, right.
So she moved out at a young age. She was actually staying up the hill and nobody knew. I knew.
Kara?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Billy and Val knew. Because, I mean, obviously Billy was sneaking her in his room.
Right, yeah.
And you get up early in the morning and shower together and all, you know.
So they're pretty much like high school favorites? Is it sweethearts and shit?
They have been together for a long time.
That's awesome.
Yep, yep.
That's so awesome.
You know, I know it's over 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
30. Yeah, I'm going to say probably closer to 40 years. Because she's almost 60. It is. It's over that because she's going to be 60 and she was with Billy in her, like, mid-teens.
Yep. Yep. I got you.
My coffee? Is this
yeah, it's right there on the side, yeah.
Thank you.
You got it? Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Now I can slurp it.
Yeah, that's swilling temperature now.
You betcha.
You betcha, Pippi baby.
Betcha, Pippi baby.
You just should have seen Wayne. You know what Wayne does now? Snort rockets.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I says, now I says, your grandfather would be so fucking proud of you. I says, this is what
well,
you do.
Auntie isn't.
I says, this is what you do. Next time you see Auntie Cuckoo, and I told him specifically, I says, you know who will fucking get a kick out of this? Your Auntie Cuckoo.
No.
And he goes, really? I says, yeah. And I says, what you're going to do is you're going to take a napkin, and you're going to take one sheet, and you're going to fold it. And fold it until it's a little thing, and you're gonna hold it right under your nose like a little platform, and you're gonna say, Auntie, watch this.
I'm not gonna get mean or mad at him, but I'm gonna tell him, Wayne, not around me, you don't do that.
Well, you gotta show you because it's a fucking rider.
No, it isn't. It makes me sick. I don't care who's doing it, I don't like it. It's not funny, it's not cute, it's disgusting. And when your father would do it, I could puke. He just didn't give a fuck.
No, well, you know what? You know what? The fucking apple going too far, falls too far from the tree.
As far as?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, no. I mean, what was funny is when he went, I think they did it, they went up in the air and those water things and they suck you up in the air.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he went up or wanted to go up, but he wanted to get up there and just drop drown shit.
Nice.
Those things that pull you off the dock and you're over the water.
Yeah.
He just wanted to drop his shorts and shit. And the other thing, after work one time, him, Mike Fleming, and the crew, they'd gone swimming in a lake.
Yeah.
And Wayne shit in the lake.
That's funny, because I
couldn't get away from it.
I was following him. I want to go back in.
I fucking laughed my ass off on that.
So one day, right, we're fucking pool hopping in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking park called Frost Park. It's a big one. It has an MDC pool in it.
Wow.
Still there to this day. But we went fucking pool hopping. And we would cut the fucking fence up. And, or hopping. But then they put barbed wires. Anyway, make a long story short, we're all hanging out there. Excuse me. And, I says, I got a fucking shit. And he goes, just shit in the pool. And he goes, you won't have to wipe. You know, because there was a problem with the toilet paper. You know, who's got fucking toilet paper?
Yeah.
He goes, well, just run your fucking hand in the water. And, you know, and I'm like, fuck.
Bleach, why not?
Yep. He goes, the chlorine will kill it. And I just took a big, massive shit in that fucking pool.
Did it fall you?
No, I just swam the fuck away. I just shit.
Everybody laughed their nuts off.
Oh, we got out after that. We were all out.
Yeah, you'd have to, because they closed. If a baby...
It was closed already. We would go pool hopping when the place is closed.
Even down the hood, we were in Salem there when we lived. Once in a while, a kid or a baby would, and they had to close the pool.
Yeah.
So they could shock it and do it, and that was it. It was closed for the day or whatever.
Yep. Takes a little bit to shock it.
Yeah.
So you know what we used to do? Like little perverts.
I don't know if I want
to. So Christopher, right? We'd be like in the Malden pool. And you know, we're like young kids. We like girls, but we don't know how to fucking talk to them, right? So he leads the charge because he's older, and I'm just the follower, right?
Yep.
So he's like, listen. He's like, this is what we'll do. And I'm like, what? Because, you know, like, we would look at, hey, this girl's got a nice ass and shit. Like, you would go to the pool to try to get some ass.
How old, much older was he than you?
2 years.
Oh, okay.
So we're probably, like, fucking 12.
Dumber.
Dumber and fucking, not even. Probably younger than that, Erica, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And in any event, because I was in other places in that years. So, we're like, yeah, anyway, we can get into the pool, and he was old enough that if he was watching me, it'd be okay. So in any event, we get in the fucking pool, and we used to fucking swim, and we'd see, like, girls that fucking were cute, and we'd swim, and we accidentally touched their ass as we were swimming.
Yep.
And she'd be like, hey, and we'd be like, oh, my God, so sorry. How are you? Nice to meet you anyway. You know what I mean? Just to, like, you know, break the ice, but we didn't know how to break the ice.
Nice firm little bug.
No, we would just grace it, you know? And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it was fucking a riot.
Well, that's what young boys do.
Yes.
It's
normal. Yeah, so, but it was fucking a riot.
The girls come on like fucking whores, like they know what they're doing.
Well, back then, everything was just a little bit more fucking different. If it was now, it probably would have been fucking, hey, you want to fucking, you know, you could probably slip your freaking finger in your gut.
Fucking 12 years old and fucking putting it out.
You know, I mean, I got kids around my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, one girl, she's like fucking not even 10, and she's blowing a kid that's like fucking 7.
Oh, my God.
I found out from the neighbor, and he's like, hey, did you hear? And I'm like, what? I was like, Jaden, and I'm like, and I'm like, I don't know why. I was like, no, why? Would they kiss or something? He's like, no, something else. And I'm like, and he's like, you know, and then he threw his hand up. I'm like, oh my. I was like, really? I was like, wow.
So nobody even wants to just like drop a little letter or something or call anybody or just give them a heads up. Hey, your kid's out here giving blowjobs. That ain't cool.
Well, I would have already talked to the mother and said, hey, listen, they got to be separated because
rumor is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's why I'm glad that we're getting out, because the influences that he has around him are just totally, totally
but
not.
But then again, you got to kind of be careful talking to the parents, because the parents, a lot of them down there,
right?
They
don't
want to
get they don't want to get exposed. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing.
Mind your business.
Right, but they'll be all in our shit.
Yep, yep, yeah.
Right,
yep.
So like, you know, I
your kid, this, your kid.
Well, this is, here's the deal, right? So Wayne has a birthday party, right, where he can actually understand friends last year, right?
Yep.
So I give him, so I send him, so we get a birthday party. We invite everybody around the neighborhood. They come over. We make swag bags for everybody, right? Nick is a good friend to him. Nick draws pictures for Wayne and all this, and they got a little tight little bond, right? His birthday comes up like a couple days ago, and Nick said, "Oh, you can come to my birthday party," and it's like I don't take solace in a kid inviting me to a fucking birthday party, right?
Smart move.
So I says until Cheyenne comes over, Wayne, we're not gonna go to the birthday party because I don't know if we're invited. Now the reason why we don't get invited is because they know that we know that we're not gonna get along with them.
That you're on to them.
And then they don't want to be, yes, whatever goes on, what they talk about, they're not comfortable to talk about what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is a lot about you, probably.
And you know what? Who gives a shit? But me, I'll let you come into my shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yes, I friggin' gotcha, but that's a smart move. Unfortunately, the kid has to learn a little bit of a hard lesson, but
yep.
You're doing the smart thing. At least you're watching out the best you know how. The other ones... Kids can walk up, throw them out. They'll make friends.
Yeah, and Nick goes, oh yeah, they can swear when we can swear when the parents go in. I says, who said that? He goes, Nick and Jeremy. I says, oh, okay, good. I'll be talking to Jeremy when I see him, and I'm gonna say, hey, listen, whether we're in here or out here, you'll never know. So if I hear you something and you're saying something because you say words that my kid doesn't know, there's gonna be a problem.
Do they understand when you talk, you know?
Kid Jeremy does. Here's the deal. The kid doesn't get parented, and he wants to get... The mother had to go get him last night. He was fucking halfway down the motherfucking road on his bike, right? If there was a guy that said, hey, I got a fucking candy bar, that fucking kid would have went in there, hook, line, and sinker, not a fucking... without an iota.
Seen again, yep.
Without an iota.
Or if he was found, you probably wish you didn't find him. Yep.
So I'm at the sink and I hear, holy guacamole, I can't believe I had to get my bike to go get you. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'd have been yelling at him. I'd have been, are you soft?
They're already not paying attention to the kid because of what he's doing and wearing and acting,
right,
and the whole bit.
Right.
And he goes to school.
He goes to the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, somebody to watch him. Yeah, right.
Yep, they watch him for the whole day until 3:45. But they
watch the kid give blowjobs pretty soon.
Yeah, you pay some money for that.
Maybe the mothers aren't walking.
Mother ain't doing nothing. It's the boyfriend that's paying everything.
Well, maybe he's out giving blowjobs.
He's out. Once this fucking... He's got a Texas license plate. Listen, after the year's up, if he gets a New Hampshire's license plate, then he committed. But other than that, till then, all bets are off for me.
God, Jesus. Oh, town hall, honey.
Yep.
I have been.